This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHansen.com.
You know, they do this. They come up with these national days of, and then they have radio people. Like, I'm listening to the radio, and I'm like, oh, it's National Donut Day. Everybody's got to eat donuts. Not here. No. I zag when everybody else zigs, and okay. You're not going to have some international cabal of the UN or whatever.
You don't think you're taking this a little too seriously?
That it's International Sandwich
okay,
Day.
Okay, no.
Or International Skeptics Day. Today's International Skeptics Day. Well, normally I'm skeptical. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Today I'm not going to be skeptical. I'm going to believe, just to kind of show people, put them in their place.
Uh-huh.
I'll believe anything that anybody tells me today.
You will?
Because, yeah, I'm not going to do... This will be the one day I'm not skeptical.
Okay. So
I'll
study,
just accept anything.
A study says that if you eat massive amounts of chocolate, you will lose weight.
Sold.
You believe it?
Not even going to question it.
So today, because I know how much you don't like misinformation and how like you like to give information, especially health information.
Today, I believe everything.
Okay.
Anything you want to tell me.
If I just start eating chocolate in here, you know I'm on this weight loss challenge. And I just start eating chocolate bar after chocolate bar after chocolate. And I say to you, Brandt, I'm losing weight right now. What are you going to do?
I'll slap it out of your hand. And then I will eat the chocolate so that I can lose weight. Because I will not do International Skeptics Day.
You showed me.
Yep.
If you happen to win $1 billion, then there's some advice from Mark Cuban. He's owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and he's a billionaire himself.
Mm-hmm.
And his advice is so spot on. He said, if you weren't happy before you got the money, you're not going to be happy after you get it.
That's great.
You know, it's so interesting when somebody's got the money. He also said, don't think that you're a smart investor all of a sudden. Because people will be like, oh, you need to invest over here. Like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You didn't know yesterday. You don't suddenly know now just because you got money.
Everyone's going to have an idea on where you should invest.
Bingo.
It. Yeah.
And then he said, if anybody says, like, among your friends, hey, I need you to help me with this. Anybody who asks, he's like, don't.
That would probably be the hardest part for me.
It would be, I think, hard for a lot of people. But I think it's wise. He said, if you already know these people, right? So you already know if they have needs. He's like, go ahead and help people. But you already... things you already knew about, not stuff that just suddenly a crisis popped up at the exact moment the last Powerball showed up. Shireen, you didn't play, but like, what if somebody just handed you $1.5 billion like that?
I pay off my student loans.
You're going to still have probably a good portion of that $1.5 billion left.
You think? Probably only about $200. The way student loans go now.
I gotta need dinner with the $200.
All right.
Did you, at that point.
Where did you go?
I'm going to the University of Texas.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, just write them a check for $900 million to cover.
I cover the rest of that.
That's right.
That should pretty much take care of it.
It's sad. I'm not going to cry, though, but maybe you can relate to this. My kid just left this morning to go back to school. I won't see him for months. Hate that. Hate it. But I'm not crying. Note.
I am noting that.
Thank you.
Your eyes are a little glassy.
Nope, they're okay. Not. Change right. Pace. Not crying. You know what would stink, though? This dawns on me as a parent. And if you're a parent, you'll get this. If not, you probably can still get it. And that is, like, if my boy or my daughter just looked at me, like, as a guy who can give them stuff. That's it. Like, I can help them pay for meals while they're in college or something. Or maybe I can give them a car or something. Whatever it is. If that's how they looked at me, I wouldn't have their heart. I want their heart. I want them to know me as their loving father, and I want their hearts. And it would stink if they just saw me as a provider of stuff. I'm sure that's the way God sees us. And I know this because of the biblical stories too. It's like he can provide things for us. And he wants us to ask. I mean, as a dad, I want that too, but doesn't want to be wanted for that. Doesn't want to be wanted because he'll answer your prayers, or maybe, you know, he'll give you this or give you that. If that's it, that's not really... You don't really want him, do you? I don't want him. I just want his stuff. Oh my goodness, you're going to like this. Came up with another entrepreneurial idea. You know how everybody's talking about food all the time? Food this, food that, food network, foodies, food, 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 food. And we're not healthy. But we need to think about food less, eat healthy stuff. Just eat healthy stuff.
That's easier said than done sometimes.
But that's where I come in with this idea.
Okay.
And it's going to take off like crazy, and we're all going to be billionaires from this idea.
Like, I'm getting on the ground floor this month.
Oh my goodness. Good. It's called Just Eat It Food Stop. Just Eat It Food Stop. It's a box of stuff. You don't even know what it is. You go to the drive-thru, they give everybody the same thing that evening. Who knows what it is, but it's healthy. And you just eat it.
Okay.
And if you just get that thing and eat it, you'll be eating fine. You don't have to think about food anymore. You don't mess with it anymore.
What if you don't like what's in the box?
Just eat it. That's the point. You just don't even... Don't even ask me what I'm making tonight.
I think I would go there 3 times a day.
I think so, too.
Oh, there we go.
And then you would be eating healthy. You wouldn't have to think about it anymore. You just go to the little drive-thru. It scales easily because you don't have a huge menu. It's just whatever they're making.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in a box. You don't know what you're getting, but you know it's going to be healthy. Just finish it. Just eat the food. Eat it. Eat the food. It's going to take off.
You're talking about food.
Food. Like, everybody's thinking about food all the, like, thinking one way or the other. Like, I need to eat that or not eat this or that. So I had an idea for a restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's a drive-thru, right?
Okay.
The Just Eat It Food Stop.
Just Eat It
Food Stop. You get a box of something. You know it's healthy. And if you eat what they give you, you're going to be in great shape. But they give you a box. You don't know what it is, but...
Do you have an idea?
Nope. Whatever they're serving that night...
And you just eat it.
You just eat it.
You're not allowed to question.
And then you don't have to worry about it. You just eat the thing, and then you're fine.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. I can kind of get behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, could I at least have some kind of an idea?
Nope.
What I'm being
just finish
told
it.
To eat?
Just finish it.
Eat it.
Just finish the food.
Like old school.
Just eat the food.
Eat it. You can't leave this table until you eat the food.
That's exactly right. Maybe we have guards on the way out. Or security guard, parking gate. Did you finish it? Be like your mom when you're a kid. Like, you got a good mom, they're like, just, you're not getting up. So you finished that.
People didn't know I didn't like chicken until I was probably 16 or 17.
Because that's what she made.
She made chicken, fried chicken, and you're going to eat it.
There it is.
Yep.
I remember doing that with green beans.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just need you to eat a few bites of it, that's all.
Right.
I'm not going to. Okay. Family gets up. Lights going on and off. People out of the room. They're watching TV. It's me and my green beans. I'm like, okay. Okay. All right. I guess I'm going to go ahead and eat the green beans. And I did. We were just talking about restaurants and stuff. If you ever saw one of those shows, I can't remember what it is, but a guy comes into the restaurant and he's an expert. He's like, this place is going down the tubes. You better fix this and fix that.
Okay.
He's huge. I mean, he's huge. He's totally ripped. And no one ever talks about it, which I'm kind of like, are we not going to acknowledge this guy is gigantic? But whatever. Whatever. He goes in there and he is to fix the place. It's falling apart. They're not making money, which is why they brought him in. But it's still offensive to them that he's like, look, the carpet's got to go. I'm sorry, your chef's not good. You've got old customers that are leaving this place. You're going to be out of business in 6 weeks unless you fix things. And they're like, they get defensive about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so interesting about human nature. Like, we don't want to admit we need a savior. This was my business. I'll go down the tubes my way if I have to, rather than have somebody come in and say, this isn't working. There's something in us that's like we're in a death spiral in an airplane and we're just gonna go down instead of going, you know what, you take the controls. I clearly don't have this figured out. It's humility, but man, that's how God works in a humble life. We're finally gonna go, I don't know what I'm doing. You take over. This is kind of a theme of our show, so maybe you've heard us say something like this before if you've been listening for a while, but we are so forgetful, but we would say it again. We're so big plan oriented in our culture. In some ways, that's really good. We're always thinking about the future. What about this? What about that? What if I got this job? What if I moved here? What if I got into this school? What if I married this person? What if I, in the meantime, God is asking us to be faithful with the people who are in front of us today. Like the little things, the little jobs, not a year from now, not if we get a $100,000 raise. Not if we come into money, not if we have this taken care of or that. It's always like, well, once I have this resolved, then, no, today. During the process, on the journey of life, the people in front of you today, you can show them God's love for them. Be faithful with the little things. And I say that to myself too. Like, I got to remember this too. It's not about some big thing. Today's it. Today's what we got. Those people, the people you work with, the frustrating people perhaps you go to school with, whoever it is, we can love those people and be faithful with what we have today. And that's the big picture right there. Hey, you're trying to be hip. I'm trying to be hip. We're all trying to be cool.
So, are we? Yep. I don't know that anyone's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, admit it. Yeah. I'm not the only one reading up the newest slang that teens are using that I can be just as cool as they are.
Oh, dear. Okay.
But I came across something that's a little bit troubling in a list of the new slang words mm-hmm. the teens are using for 2016.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is trash. Okay. They use the word trash. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, how are they using that? What does that mean? And the definition means, the way they use it is, it means something is terrible, similar to garbage.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Guys, hey, teen, if there's a teen groups that are listening.
You're not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah, that's what we already thought trash was. We're old, and we thought that trash was very similar to garbage. We really did. That was kind of my operating rubric or definition.
Looks like you may have been right.
Yeah, and so I'm not sure you guys are all that cutting edge. If you're saying trash, I mean garbage. Hey, if you're new to the podcast, you may not have heard us talk about MediShare. They're our sponsor. We're very happy about this, A, because they help us with the show, which is wonderful. But beyond that, they could wind up saving you a lot of money. MediShare is not insurance. It's an alternative to insurance that helps you with your medical bills. It's people actually sharing their medical bills, hence MediShare, so it makes sense.
Yes, and I am doing it, and it's been wonderful so far. Again, you have to change your whole mindset on how the model works. And it is jarring in the beginning because you're not used to people being so friendly. You're right. Not used to people praying with you on the phone when you call with an issue.
Here's the upshot, too. Could save you like half.
Mm-hmm.
That's hundreds of dollars a month. And that would be awesome for your family or for you if you're looking for a way to cover medical bills. And it is okay. It's legal. It's all good with the government. It's just a very timely and fantastic thing for so many people. If you're interested at all, here's the website. It's just biblicalhealthcare.com. Called that because, again, it's people who are sharing their bills together. But it's biblicalhealthcare.com. And that should answer your questions if you're interested. Wonder how this would go down if you were on a plane, specifically Sherry, producer Sherry. Wonder how you'd handle this because you're allowed to bring emotional support animals. This is actual flight. They allowed someone to bring. It's on Delta.
Mm-hmm.
They allowed somebody to bring a turkey on the plane.
No.
That's the problem. What causes emotional support for one
causes emotional distress
breakdown for the other. So really what we're looking at is somebody's getting kicked off the plane. It's going to be the turkey, the people who brought the turkey, or Sherry.
I'm making a scene. I promise you I'm making a scene.
Yeah, there's going to be a scene.
Was the story true?
Yes.
You weren't just trying to get a reaction out of me.
No, somebody brought it. You're allowed certain kinds of animals as emotional support animals.
Mm-hmm.
They allowed somebody to bring a turkey, saying, this is my emotional support turkey.
I didn't even know there were emotional support turkeys.
Well, there are.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm just confused on what animals you can, what you can't. What about the rest of the passengers?
Normally they don't allow, and I'm reading from Delta's thing, hedgehogs. That seems a little arbitrary.
I was going to say, what do you feel about that?
I think everybody would be like, oh, a hedgehog. I love Delta.
We all feel better emotionally.
This is a great flight. We got a flight hedgehog. Ferrets aren't allowed. That's reptiles and non-household birds, including farm poultry. So normally they don't allow
turkey.
Even
a chicken,
a licensed emotional support turkey. So it's interesting. I don't understand it. I don't. There's this thing going around the internet because of the Powerball business. Where they're like, man, we could do away with poverty in the U.S.
I saw that.
See that? Amazing.
Yeah.
If you divide up all the money
mm-hmm.
and just give it to people in the U.S., it comes out to $4 million per person.
Okay.
And we could do away with poverty forever.
Mm-hmm.
$4 million. And then somebody else did the math, and no, it's $4. So,
which is slightly below the original calculation.
You know, anyway, so it's like, okay, well, never mind. Maybe this is you. It's not me, by the way, by nature. They're just really forgiving people. I'm not. Until, by the way, until something happens, and that is I remember how much I've been forgiven. If you think you're a pretty good person, like just I'm a pretty good, upstanding, moral American person. I'm one of those good people. You're less apt to be really forgiving because you don't really, you know, think God did that much for you then. Like, you're pretty good, right? You may not even understand the whole cross business. Like, what? Why all that? I'm pretty, oh, for other people. Well, okay, then you're not going to internalize it. If you do, if you really take in a deep breath and go, oh my goodness, I am broken and I am selfish by nature. This is just the way I am. God help me. And then you realize what God's done for you to cover you. Man, you're going to be so forgiving of other people. It's just, you're so happy to be off the hook that you just can't wait to do that for somebody else. Can we admit that we like it when people come up to us and give us unsolicited health tips?
Who likes it?
Because they've got their best, our best interest at heart. I think people really do like that.
No, not really.
But if it's a good advice, wouldn't you appreciate that? Like, well, somebody who just says, hey, I see you putting dressing on that salad. You'd save a lot of calories if you substitute it with.
Nobody wants that, Brent. Nobody.
No.
They don't want information.
Not like that, no.
No, not when I'm in the midst of, I'm just about to eat my yummy meal that I was all excited about. And
so you're, let's say you're at the Sizzler, and so am I, and I see you at another table, and I'm like, hey, if you put that dressing down and you substitute it with this vinaigrette.
No, we don't want that. Let's just say that information is wanted when it's asked for.
Could save your life.
Okay, I see where we're going here.
Maybe
there are. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. You know how there's these love languages?
Yeah.
Where people are like giving or receive or mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe somebody's is information. Like, that's how I demonstrate love for others.
You give us information?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what if my love language is not wanting unsolicited information? Yeah. Where does that put us?
It's going to put us in a relational struggle. Yeah, I think.
It's a quandary, quandary.
As you're my sister in Christ, yeah. So I think you would let me practice.
I should submit.
So you don't want me being health tip guy, just giving information? Because I've got a lot of information I've read about mm-hmm. being healthy.
Right,
I could give it to people.
Well, I think when we ask for it, then yes, please give it.
Okay, that seems to be a crucial thing for people is they want to ask first. Because
pretty universal.
Yeah, sometimes I'm sitting on an airplane with people. Maybe I'm in the middle seat and mm-hmm. I see them eating in an unhealthy way. And
you want to give the information.
Yeah.
Maybe
they don't realize all that ranch dressing is bad.
I don't doubt your heart for it. I'm just saying, hold off until they ask, maybe.
Okay, well, food is a weird thing for people.
We went out for a celebration one time with my family, an extended family, and everybody on the family was on a diet except for me and my family.
Mm.
So we went to a burger joint, and we're celebrating, and they all pulled out their calorie calculators.
Oh, wow. Except for you and your family.
Yeah, we're getting burgers.
Extra cheese, extra bacon, please.
Oh, I would play that up, too. I would relish every French. Just dangle the French fry over my face. Like, oh, yeah. Look at that. Golden brown. Oh, man.
A little ranch.
Oh, these are good. Oh, wow, these are good.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brand and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.